Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hello, everybody, and congratulations on making it to the end of the first season of the Magnus Protocol. Ahead of today's episode, we thought it might be a good idea to give everyone a rundown of what to expect during the hiatus and what else we have going on in the meantime, because, as always, there's a lot. Like, a lot. Okay. First things first, we have a bunch of bonus content unlocked thanks to Kickstarter and Patreon backers, so thank you to everyone who contributed to our horrible silliness. Today's episode is the first of our bonus hiatus content, and we're starting with the epilogue for Season 1. This little addenda to what you've already heard is canon, and I'll be honest, pretty important to listen to for the story, even if it isn't a full-length episode. After this, we have our first fluff episode that we have affectionately titled Plenty of Fish. Though technically canon, it is absolutely not essential to the plot, and is guaranteed absolutely zero horror. Just a slice of OIAR life. Then we have our first What If episode, rather less affectionately titled, What If Everyone Just Listened to Colin? This is non-canon and takes a look at how things would have panned out in the story with one small but important change. We'll leave you to guess what we changed in this one. After this, we have a whole host of additional content, including the Season 2 trailer and the release of our latest Rusty Fears, which you'll be able to vote on, with the winner getting to help write an episode of Protocol. We might even try to sneak in a Q&A and some third-party recordings, if you're good. After all this, you can expect a return of the Magnus Protocol for Season 2 in February 2025. We know that feels a long way off, but making this show is an absolutely monumental effort, and as fun as making it is, our staff have yet to volunteer to have their weak fleshy bodies replaced by glorious chrome, so they do occasionally need a break. For now. Outside the main feed, though, it's busy, 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 with the Season 2 premiere preview on the way. In terms of other bonus materials, don't worry, we are still working on all of them, we're just waiting on some third-party bits and bobs beyond our control. We'll update everyone on each element as soon as we're sure things are locked in, so be sure to keep an eye on Kickstarter and Patreon updates. Beyond that, I'm happy to say final approvals on the Magnus Archives TTRPG developed by Monty Cook Games are complete and stuff is looking very shiny and should be being printed in enormous numbers as we speak. In a similar vein, many of you will already know that we have a Magnus Protocol board game on the way, developed by the team behind the massively popular Coup, The Resistance, and Sherlock Files games. The fundraising for this project will be starting soon, so make sure you head over to rustyquill.com/boardgame, where you can register your interest for when it goes live and get first dibs on some early bird goodies. And if all that is not enough for you, you greedy little content goblin, don't forget we have an entire network of shows you can fill your boots on, not to mention Neon Inkwell, our in-house sister podcast, where we showcase the brightest and darkest new talent in audio fiction, including some familiar names too. Well, that's about everything for now, apart from saying thank you to every one of you who helps make this possible, and hoping you enjoy today's episode. Or don't. I mean, it's going to happen to you either way, so... Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Protocol. Season 1, Epilogue.
Hello? Lena?
Lena, we need to talk.
Ah! Oh, for Christ's sake, Alice!
Gwen! What are you doing in here?
I thought you were someone else.
Right. Where's Lena? I need to talk to her.
Lena's gone.
Gone where?
Who's to say?
Stop pissing around, Gwen. She's not picking up her phone and this is important.
Well, then I can't wait to hear it.
Gwen!
Since I'm in charge now.
You what?
You heard. Lena's been let go on multiple counts of negligence, incompetence, possibly even corruption.
This isn't a fucking joke, Gwen. Sam's...
What? Sam's what? Alice.
I don't... He and Celia, they found a thing, and one of your externals was there, and they... She says he...
Dead?
No. Maybe... No, I don't know.
You're not making sense, Alice. Where's Celia? I'll ask her myself.
She went home. She needed to be with her baby.
You're serious, aren't you? I don't know what to say.
No, you don't.
So, what do we do?
Well, I was going to talk to Lena, but apparently it's just your useless ass here.
Excuse me, I am not useless.
Save it!
Look, I'll admit, this is still very new to me. Do you know if Lena had any sort of documentation for this sort of thing?
What?
You know, like a guide, a manual, that sort of thing.
No! I don't think she had a manual for this.
I just need something that explains her role, the procedures.
Gwen, please just stop.
Look, I know this is hard. But Lena must have had a contingency for something like this. I mean, look how quickly she dealt with Colin. All we need to do is find the manual and just...
Colin!
Jesus, it got Colin too!
What? No. He called me just before. He sounded in a bad way, and then with everything, I never called him back.
Fine, just make it quick. We've got enough on our plate without... Is that...
Colin.
Maybe he came in to do some work?
He wasn't out there when I came in.
Maybe he just left his phone here?
He was getting weird about them. But then how did he call me last night? Voicemail. Come on.
Ah!
You're sure it was in here?
Pretty sure. Colleen?
Maybe he's hiding?
Why would he be hiding?
He's not supposed to be here, remember? Not after the whole hammer thing.
Well, his phone is, at least.
Anything?
Nope.
Try calling again. Over there. You think he left his phone on a server rack?
I hardly think he's hiding inside it, do you?
Open it.
You open it?
Alice, I'm your manager and I'm telling you to open it.
I am telling you, not a cat in hell's chance.
Oh, for goodness sake, must I do everything myself?
Oh, Colin.
What are you...
The Magnus Protocol is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. The series is created by Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell and directed by Alexander J. Newell. This episode was written by Jonathan Sims and edited with additional materials by Alexander J. Newell. With vocal edits by Nico Vitesi, soundscaping by Meg McKellar, and mastering by Catherine Rinella, with music by Sam Jones. It featured Billy Hindle as Alice Dyer, Shahan Hamza as Samana Khalid, Anusha Battersby as Gwen Bouchard. The Magnus Protocol is produced by April Sumner, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell, Danny McDonough, Lynn C., and Samantha F.G. Hamilton, and associate producers Jordan L. Hawke, Taylor Michaels, Nicole Perlman, CTS De Raven, and Megan Nice. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today, I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi, Alex here, founder and CEO of Rusty Quill Limited. In case you haven't heard, there is now a Magnus Archives novel. The Library of Jürgen Leitner is set in the world of the Magnus Archives and written by Nebula Award-winning author Premi Mohammed with our very own Jonathan Sims. The story follows Hugh, a university dropout, desperate to find somewhere to belong and his new job at an esoteric library. The books he must investigate for the enigmatic Jürgen Leitner are not normal, because the library is not a vault, sealed and silent, but a hive, alive, buzzing, and ready to sting. The Library of Jürgen Leitner releases October 27th, 2026, but you can pre-order it right now in the US and UK from your local bookshop or by using the link in the episode description. If you live outside of the UK or US, you may be able to make an international order for this first publication, but it depends on individual retailers' shipping policies.